From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Sirens filled the second district of Paris after a knife attack on Saturday left two dead, including the assailant. That's according to French media. Paris police said the attacker was killed by officers after targeting five people in the French capital. Four others were injured. Iraq voted Saturday in its first parliamentary election since declaring victory over the Islamic State group. The vote happening as tensions grow between neighboring Iran and the United States, threatening a power struggle. Current Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi cast his vote earlier Saturday in Baghdad. He told reporters, "I call upon all Iraqis to participate in these elections." He also said security is good and calm in the provinces despite rumors terrorists are trying to present the elections as failing. No clear front runner has emerged as al-Abadi faces stiff competition. AP correspondent Susanna George has more.
Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi was running to retain his seat, and his biggest political competition came from his predecessor, Nouri al-Maliki, and also the leader of an alliance of parties that have strong ties to Iraq's powerful, mostly Shiite paramilitary organization.
That was the AP's Susanna George. North Korea has scheduled the dismantlement of its nuclear test site for the end of May in order to uphold its pledge to discontinue nuclear tests. State media made the announcement on Saturday. And we have much more coverage on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Israel has closed a border crossing with Gaza a day after it was damaged during Palestinian protests. Friday's damage occurred during what have become weekly protests by Palestinians over Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip. The Gaza Health Ministry said one Palestinian was killed and dozens were injured when members of the Israeli army fired on protesters near the border fence. In Jerusalem, dozens of Israelis and Palestinians gathered Saturday to protest against the upcoming relocation of the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The protesters voicing their support for a two-state solution into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Here's one protester.
Police are currently responding to what I can only describe as a horrific incident.
That protester actually said, "We are calling for peace. We are calling for a two-state solution. We are calling for leaders of Israel and Palestine, of the whole world, including U.S. President Donald Trump, and everybody to do everything they can to have peace here in the Middle East." The protests coming just days before the U.S. Embassy relocates from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, a move that has angered Palestinians. Jerusalem is claimed as the capital of both Israel and the future Palestinian state. The Taliban insurgency reportedly has killed more than 65 government forces and made territorial advances in fresh attacks across Afghanistan during the past 2 days. The clashes in western Farah and southern Zabul provinces erupted Thursday and Friday when insurgents attacked security outposts in these areas. Australian police say what could be the country's worst mass shooting in decades just happened, and now police are investigating. Reuters has been looking into this story. They're calling it an unusual case in rural Australia and what could be the country's worst mass shooting in decades. Police found seven people dead at a property in the wine-growing Margaret River region on the southwestern tip of Australia. Three adults and four children. All of the bodies had bullet wounds. Local media saying police are treating the incident as a murder-suicide, and they called it a horrific incident. The report, again, coming from Reuters. The eastern point of Hawaii's Big Island continued to experience earthquakes from Kilauea volcano on Saturday. Local officials also have been urged to prepare to evacuate on short notice. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.